that's had a part in today's service. Well, you can look at your clock and say, uh-oh, aren't you glad that we have to be at a certain time? When I was trying to think of what I would do this Sunday, and God is always, it's so good to listen to him because he always knows what needs to be done. And I would not trade Donna's testimony or Leah's song or just the fellowship that we've already enjoyed today. But I was trying to think about, God, how do I bridge moving from Thanksgiving into Christmas? And I think that there's always a good time to talk about God's love. We are getting ready to start celebrating Christmas because God loved us so much that he realized that we were going to need a Savior. And so he sent that Savior to this world as a little baby, who eventually grew up to be a man who laid his life on the cross to die, to give us an opportunity to become a new creature, to be born again. And so today's message is a bridge from Thanksgiving to the start of the Christmas season, that we are thankful because we have experienced God's love. And Christmas gives us a special opportunity, as already been said, to share God's love. In the Bible, we are commanded to tell others about what we have experienced. Psalms 107:2 says, "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so." The angel at the tomb of the resurrected Lord said, "Go and tell." Jesus himself gave us the Great Commission. And just before his ascension, he said, "Ye shall be my witnesses unto me, both in Jerusalem and in all Judea and in Samaria and to the othermost parts of the earth." And Acts 1:8, which was what I just quoted, if you think about that in 21st century lingo, I think Jesus was saying, you, referring to Christians, referring to each of us, you know who I am. You know what I have done. And you have a message of redemption for the world. Now go and deliver that message. Because we are so thankful for what God has done in our lives, we need to share what God is doing in our lives with people who do not have him as personal Savior and Lord. And because Christmas has a lot of wonderful traditions, but the most wonderful thing about Christmas is the Savior, the Christ child. And because we have come to know Jesus as our personal Savior and Lord, we have something to tell others. And our faith is something to be told about. We have learned over the years that God loves us in spite of our sin. We have learned that Christ died to save us. We have come to know a Savior who is sweeter than honey and more wonderful than anything else in heaven or earth. There's a song entitled, "Wake the Town and Tell the People." And the theme of the song was that of a young couple who were in love. And they wanted to tell everybody about it. You remember some of those days? You remember that far back? When you first met your husband or wife, now your husband and wife? And how excited you were. And you wanted everybody to know it. Well, I hope that all of you are still in love with Jesus. and still feel that excitement and that joy of having experienced Him in your life and continuing to experience Him in your life. And so what I want to challenge you today and next Sunday, because I've planned now to finish this up next Sunday, because love's always good to talk about, isn't it? You know that other song, "What the World Needs Now Is Love, More Love"? Boy, if we ever needed it in our world today and in our nation, we need it now. We need a change of heart. Many people need a change of heart. Boy, I woke up this morning and did a few things, after getting in last night from our little trip. I had a lot on my mind, and when I woke up, I couldn't go back to sleep because I thought of everything I got to get done to get ready for today. And I just turned on the TV long enough to catch the news, and there was another road rage shooting in Florida. There was, another killing somewhere else, and this negative thing here and this negative thing there. And again, God brought to my mind that if our world is ever going to know peace, if our country is ever going to know peace, they have to know Jesus. And it just confirmed to me that it doesn't hurt if we spend today and next week talking about God's love and carry that love into the Christmas season. So this morning, just for a few minutes, let me remind you, according to 1 John 4, 7 through 21, that Jesus loves us with a universal, sacrificial, redeeming love. He has always loved us. He always will love us. But how do you describe that word, that love that He has for us? If I were to ask you, you don't have to do this, but if I was just to ask you, we were going to have a discussion about God's love, and I said, I just ask you to raise your hand and call out to me one word that could describe God's love, what would it be? Well, I think the best one to start with, and that's the only one I'll do today, is that God's love is a saving love. God in His love wanted to save man from the penalty of sin, so He gave us His Son in payment. That when Jesus shed His blood at Calvary, He paid for the sins of this world. And when we accept Him as our Savior, God accepts that payment. He washes our sins away. He saves us. He transforms us. He takes us into His family. And there is no greater love than that any of us could ever know. That even after each of us in this room has sinned and rebelled against God, we all have at some point in our life, and there are moments we still do. But God, even in those moments, reaches down to forgive us and to save us and eventually to take us to heaven. Also, God in His great love provides the new birth for all who want it. Again, we need to be reminded that God sent His only begotten Son to a dirty, smelly manger in a little town called Bethlehem. Why did He do that? Because He knew we would need a Savior. He knew that the only way that we would ever be able to have a new life, to be born again, to have our sins wiped away and forgiven, was to have a baby that would grow into a perfect, sinless man who would lay His life on the cross because He loved you and I dearly. And so we need to be reminded that we are born in sin and we never become the children of God until we are born the second time in a spiritual birth. And when that happens, we receive a new nature. We become new creatures in Christ Jesus. And without this divine change wrought in us by the Holy Spirit, we can never be saved. We need to understand, the world needs to understand, our lost family members and friends and co-workers and schoolmates need to understand that we have to have an experience with Christ, that we must be born again if we are able to be able to have a new life and a new birth. And again, I'm going to use this phrase and probably use it again as long as I'm here. It's a matter of the heart. And that's what people need. They need their hearts changed. And you know the only one that can do that is Jesus. And there's still people today who believe there's another way to Christ. But let me just give you a couple of quick examples of why that doesn't work. In a lot of countries in our world today, people cannot drink pure water. The water they're drinking is impure, and priming the pump or painting the pump won't change that water. The only way it will change it is to get a filter on it or to be able to dig a well deep enough that they can get to the pure water. You can't come to God except through Jesus Christ. Nothing you will do. I can take my wheelbarrow out of the shed and I can roll it into where my car normally parks, but it will never become a car. It's just a wheelbarrow. And those of you who have grown up on a farm, you can take a pig and clean him up. You can put a bow around his neck, footies on his feet, but it won't change his hog nature. Only Christ can change us. You've heard it time and time again that Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes unto the Father except through him. And that's what people need to hear today. I'm glad that Donna talked about we need to share what God's doing in our life and how wonderful it is to have a Savior, a teacher, a master, a Lord, a physician, a comforter, a dear friend. And so that's the thought I want to leave with you this morning. I got six more things to say about God's love. I'll wait till next week to do that. But read these verses that we read earlier. Let them sink in. Pray over them. Ask God, God, what is it that you want me to learn from this passage of Scripture? The seven things that I thought about are certainly not all inclusive, but I think they will cover a lot of areas as we get together again next week for worship.